This is Valley Edition. I'm Laura Satsui. One of the biggest fears in any earthquake is that it could damage major infrastructure, and the recent Ridgecrest earthquakes jolted less than 50 miles away from Lake Isabella. That's where the Isabella Dam is in the midst of a $600 million improvement project by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Here to get an update on the project is FM89's Carrie Klein, who sat down with project manager Anthony Burdock.
In 2005, the Corps of Engineers does annual and regular checkups on their dams. We discovered that Isabella has three potential failure mechanisms: overtopping, seismic issues, and seepage. As part of that project, we designed mitigation measures to fix those issues. And this project, now we're under construction, is to reduce the flood risk for the people of Bakersfield.
And so tell me more about, you know, what could actually happen? What's at stake with each of those three measures that you talked about?
Well, ultimately, and these are in very extremely rare circumstances, we could have an event, whether it be an earthquake or a flood, that could cause the dam essentially to fail. These are extremely rare probabilities of something that's happening, but for the Corps of Engineers, our primary mission is public safety, and that's something we're really concerned about. So as part of our program, we just analyzed this and found the risk is too high for the downstream communities, so we needed to work to fix the areas where there's problems.
Yeah, I mean, if we talk specifically about overtopping, to start off with that one, you know, we've had a couple of particularly wet winters in the last couple of years. I mean, has there been a risk of overtopping with all of that?
No, there hasn't. Our overtopping threat is when we get these atmospheric river events that can come 3-4 days in the valley and essentially would fill up the entire dam and overtop it. What we're concerned about is the 1 in 9,000 year event. These are extremely rare. The last couple winters, 2016, 2017 in specific, I think was about a 50-year event, a 1 in 2% chance of happening in any single year. We are talking about very extreme events. These are not very likely to happen, probably never will happen, but it is possible. So the Corps of Engineers wants to make sure that our facilities can withstand any event that happens.
So what's involved in the project?
Well, this project is multiple features. We're primarily raising the dam 16 feet. We're adding a new emergency spillway, so in the event we get a large storm, that we will be able to pass the water through it. We're strengthening the dam. When we're raising, we're also widening it and adding new filter material in there so we can pass water safely, and then a rock face to stabilize that dam.
And then the entire project cost is around $600 million, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And so where are we at this point? How far along?
Well, we're very far. We've completed the design, and we issued a contract and started construction in January of last year. So we're expecting to finish up the major aspects of construction in 2021. We're going to have a few finishing things we're going to have to do, but I don't think the public's actually going to notice any of those. So we hope to have the dam complete and a full lake again come 2022.
And so, you know, I think one of the buzzwords you said immediately was earthquakes, you know, bringing this up to kind of seismic code. So, of course, we just had a couple of really big earthquakes, not quite, you know, in the Lake Isabella area, but not all that far from it, over 4th of July weekend. So did those events impact the dam at all or this ongoing construction?
Well, they were considerable ways away, 40, 50 miles, but we have standard operating procedures when we get certain magnitude earthquakes with any distance to the facilities, we will go and do an inspection. We did that. We didn't see any issues with the dam. The project we're working on is specifically to mitigate a fault that actually runs underneath the auxiliary dam. When it was designed and built in the 40s and 50s, we thought this fault was inactive. Later, we discovered it is. So the Ridgecrest...
It is active, you mean?
Yes, the fault is active. Again, that's like their flood event. It's an extremely low probability of ever occurring, but we want to be able to be prepared in case that does. And while the Ridgequake earthquakes were, They were pretty big earthquakes. There wasn't any noticeable damage to Isabella.
So how do you even go and inspect for damage like that?
Well, our procedure is our operations folks immediately arrived at the dam, as well as our construction personnel and our contractor staff, and they looked over all the facility, checked for cracking in any concrete features. They checked the earthen dam to make sure there was any soil movement, any rocks came down. We have multiple instruments on the dam. We check those to see if there was anything noticeable on them. We check wells to make sure there's no material in the water coming through the dam, and there was no problems at all. We have some seismic instruments at the dam, both just normally and as part of the construction, and while those did pick up movement, it was minimal.
And so, as I said earlier, the dam was built in the 50s. We know more about seismic activity now than we did then. You know, is this project going to bring it up to earthquake code or seismic code here in the state of California?
Well, and you're completely right. We did design this in the 40s. It was finished construction in 1953. And our knowledge of meteorology, geology has increased considerably since then. The dam was built to their modern standards at that time. But our obviously standards have increased now, and we are bringing it up to modern standards. The Corps of Engineers has their own internal guidelines, which we use, and we're designing to those guidelines. So,
as you said, there's an active fault, mm-hmm. Or somewhat active fault that runs underneath one of the mm-hmm. dams here. Should activity pick back up on that and there be movement along the fault? Is there any way to really protect against that?
Well, that's what we're actually designing for. If the fault is active, we believe that the maximum earthquake you get is a 7.5 magnitude earthquake, and you get lateral displacement of the dam up to 7 feet. That would be a considerable event. Our design is working to mitigate an earthquake of that event. We are designing actually where the dam could move laterally up to, the fault could move laterally up to 14 feet.
And the dam would still survive.
Yes, the dam would survive. And a good analogy is if you get into a car crash, there might be damage, airbags might go off, but you would be safe. If that magnitude event occurred, we would obviously have to go and do a good deal of work at the dam, but it would not fail, and the communities downstream would be safe.
Okay, very interesting. Well, so what year will this project all be done according to, if everything goes according to plan?
Well, we hope to have most of the features done by 2022. We design the dam and then we build it, but we just don't take what we build. We have outside reviewers, both from the Corps, other parts of the Corps of Engineers, as well as outside experts, that they're going to come in and review. They've reviewed the design that it accomplished what we set out to accomplish. They're also going to come in at the end of construction and check, did we build what we set out to build, and did that actually solve the problems we're hoping to mitigate? So, like anything else, the dam will be complete, but we will be doing testing after the fact. That won't be noticeable to the public. We'll have to wait to the reservoir to fill the lake up again, and then we can do several other tests. But 2022, we hope to have most of the construction completed.
Fabulous. Well, Anthony Burdock is a project manager with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers in charge of the safety modifications at Isabella Dam. Anthony, thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me.